What is upekkha equanimity, and how does one practice it? The upekkha is the equanimity and evenness of the mind being in a perfect balance. Sense recognition of the practice of equanimity is traditionally how it's described. The basis for equanimity is understanding the nature of karma, so that and that's say in the chants that we do, all beings are the owners of their karma, heir to their karma, born with their karma, related to their karma, abide supported by their karma. Whatever karma they shall do, for good or for ill, of that they will be the heir. So that in that sense of equanimity is being able to recognize that the whatever anybody's experiencing is because of the causes and conditions that have been laid down. And one of the stain or the enemy of equanimity is indifference. Right? So that let's say it's an ability to be very steady and clear, but be in a place of equipoise and balance. One recognizes that the way things work is through causes and conditions, and there's not a self involved in it. There's not a individual. It's these collections of causes and conditions the habit of mind is to go to this person, that individual, our preferences, our likes, our dislikes, and that personality, but stepping back in a place of equanimity is really being able to see there's causes and conditions. So one is not shaken by anything. But it is important to recognize that indifference is not equanimity. The Brahma-viharas are not separate individual things. Like you only have equanimity because you've given up on loving kindness and compassion and sympathetic joy. it's like because that loving kindness and compassion is exceedingly strong and stable, then one has increased understanding and insight, so that one's able to rest in a place of complete stability and not be shaken by anything, because one sees, oh, this is the nature of things. It all arises through causes and conditions. So that reflection on karma and that all beings are, we inherit the karma that we have, and there's not a sort of a personality, a me or mine, and it's not fixed. It isn't as if something happens and then that's sort of inevitable, sort of immutable state of being that's going to exist forever. But it's everything's in a state of change. Everything can change, even patterns and circumstances. They can all change, and one can, and as one recognizes the, let's say, they has a much clearer insight into the nature of causes, why causes and conditions, or what causes and conditions are functioning, then one has an opportunity to put attention onto the place where it's going to make the most difference.